Well, good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us this morning. If you have your Bibles, why don't we open in Psalm 112? That's our reading this morning. And it's praising God for his glory seen in those who are his. And then the other side of that and the demise of the wicked. So you could follow along in your Bibles or in the overhead. Psalm 112. Praise the Lord. How blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are hid in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Light arises in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious and compassionate and righteous. It is well with the man who is gracious and lends. He will maintain his cause in judgment, for he will never be shaken. The righteous will be remembered forever. He will not fear evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is upheld. He will not fear until he looks with satisfaction on his adversaries. He has given freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. The wicked will see it and be vexed. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked will perish. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that we have your word. Lord, it speaks to our heart. Lord, it gives us life. It gives us direction. Lord, it gives us hope. Lord, and it mentions here the poor. Lord, just blessing and giving and being mindful of the poor. And we thank you, Lord, that we can do that, Lord, as we think of those now who have been devastated. We think of the Hurricane Harvey in Houston, and it's even moving beyond that, but I understand 100,000 homes were devastated. There are those who are poor now. They've possessions and finances have been taken. Lord, we remember them. Lord, I pray that you'd put on our hearts how we can help in this horrible situation. Lord, our brothers and sisters there in Christ and the church, many churches, the Calvaries and other churches, Lord, that are hurting under this, and yet now they're rising to the effort of relief. And those who don't know you yet will come to know you through this hard time. Lord, what the enemy means for evil, you always turn to good. Lord, so I pray that we might be on the cutting edge of helping out in those areas. Lord, as we are in this beautiful place here on Komamai in this wonderful sanctuary, air conditioned. Lord, as we're in Hawaii, sun shining. It's not that way in other places, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for your benefit to us. And Lord, speak to our hearts how we can be a benefit to others. But Lord, I do pray that you be glorified in our worship this morning. Lord, as we open our mouth in praise, and not just be words, but it be our whole life. You say, love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. So we want to do that this morning. And Lord, we do pray that you prepare our hearts to receive your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Sets our hearts ablaze. Like me, oh, 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 picked up our failures and our weaknesses, God. We know that you take those and that you turn them around for good. And so we just praise you this morning. We say that you are good in this place.
Jesus.
Let's all stand together, church, and sing.
I'm not afraid to die.